I will say, enough said.
Hello, this is Maureen Knight interviewing David Dean and his daughter Carol on the 11th of August 2015. It's interview number 86, and in a minute I'm going to ask David to tell us a little bit about his early life before he got involved in Horsey Manor. Welcome, David. Would you like to tell us a little about your early life before you...
Well, my early life began in Birmingham, so that makes me a Brummie. And music, well, of course, parents in those days made the children learn the piano. And so, unwillingly, of course, unwilling practice, I did. But... how I became involved, I don't know. I can't remember. At school, I played in the competitions for the summer. Competitions, I played the piano a little, but it was only rubbish. The Blue Danube, sort of vamp.
I think we've all played.
Yes, but then I began to accompany my daughter, who was beginning to become a very proficient violinist. And so we played all sorts of things. We played the repertoire of violin sonatas, didn't we? Over in all sorts of things, and particularly one that I liked, Brahms' violin sonata in A minor, and it goes like this: la da da dee dee da da dee dee, and my wife used to say it sounds just like "I want my baby, want my baby," and it's very amusing. So
that's Schumann, Dad.
Sorry,
it was Schumann, not Brahms. Yes, it was anyway.
It probably was.
And were you also playing folk music at this stage? So when did you start playing, getting
when
involved with folk
music? When did I start
music?
Playing folk music?
I don't know when that was.
Go on then.
About 1972, 73. You and Mum went to a folk dance in Chippenham for the first time, and I went too for some reason. And that, I remember it. I remember the occasion. I think it was in the Chippenham Neild Hall. And you both got hooked immediately. And from that moment,
I do remember when I played for a very well-known folk dance writer and caller. What was her name? Anyway, she was American. And when I first went up to her club in Upper New York State at White Plains, she came dashing across the floor. "Dave, you did not play for me." I said, "Well, I never said I did." "You did, Dave, you did." I didn't. Anyway, she insisted on it. And funnily enough, I suddenly recalled I did. And it was at Chippenham Folk Festival, and I was playing the accordion, this is, for, well, various people that needed a musician, that's all.
So after we went to the first dances, and you and Mum started dancing, then you got interested, then you got an accordion and started to play the accordion, learnt it yourself, as usual, because you could already play the piano. So you taught yourself the accordion,
yeah.
And then you started playing, and then obviously Mum started calling, and it went on from there. And then we used to host the Chippenham and Laycock Folk Festival, a lot of the bands at our house. And they just got more and more and more and more into it. And they were all going up to Horsey, they were going to Burton Manor, they were going up to the north of England all the time. Constant courses, constant dancing. And you always played your accordion. And Mum called.
Did you have a particular band name?
No.
Or you just played?
I myself.
Just him.
Except that I played fairly infrequently with Terry Willetts. He played the keyboard. Okay. But I shall be reciting this, shan't I?
You may well be. So at what stage did you get first come to Horsey Manor?
Ooh,
can you remember that?
You say you can, I can't.
No, I don't know about Horsey.
Oh.
The name just started appearing.
You've been coming here many, many years,
many,
haven't you?
Mm. Oh no, it's too far back.
I'd say about, how old am I? Don't say. Probably about 35 years you've been coming, I should think. Isn't that possible?
Probably more.
It could be more,
but then you would have done it very early on.
Yeah.
It was a big feature.
Can you remember anything about any of your early years, your first times when you came here?
I can remember people,
okay.
But one needs to be a bit careful about that. Not okay. Because you're going to give offence, but several have died.
And you might miss somebody important out.
Yes.
Well, remember somebody. You can remember people. Say somebody.
Well, I can remember... David. Oh. Anyway, he didn't dance. Peggy always said he didn't dance, you know. Yeah, he galumps.
That's lovely.
And indeed he did. David Hudson. And his wife. He, at the dining room table, he said daft things. Do you think horizontally or vertically?
That's a hard thing.
And his wife would just grin. She knew him well. Think horizontal. Yes. What's the marquee doing out there?
That one is a yurt.
Oh,
is it? It's a special tent called a yurt, and they're going to have yurt making courses here where people can learn to make them, and then we're going to have some put up on the old tennis courts.
Mm-hmm. I guess up the hill,
where so people can glamp there, they call it.
Yes, it's called glamour camping.
Glamour camping at Horsey. Did when you came here, did you camp here or did you stay in one of the big rooms?
Stay here always.
In one of the big rooms.
Yes. Or always.
Yeah. And have you a particularly favourite room?
We use room 3 a lot, the big room, a good deal.
Yeah.
And but on the whole, we anywhere really.
Yeah. And then Mum got stuck in the lift with Aunt Leslie and two larger ladies.
There wasn't here.
Oh, that was
no,
there.
No, there's no lift here. There will be under the when the new build happens. We'll have a lift. And then you'll be able to go upstairs and see all the favourite rooms up there.
That'll be nice. Oh, no, I think it might be Willoughby then.
I get a bit mixed up between the various places we have been. Okay. Many of them. But this must be our favourite spot. Yes. And to come here today in order to see the bench is very important.
Would you like to explain about the bench? One of you?
The bench, I don't know from whom the suggestion came, but at any rate, when it came, I said we must be careful, otherwise you won't get into Horsey Manor for benches in due course. And anyway, the funny thing was, they agreed. And so we ordered the bench, and as you can see, it's a fairly expensive one.
It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
But, money's no object.
No way. No, it was thinking what
to do
to remember
to
her.
Keep Peggy,
yeah,
your late wife Peggy at Horsey Manor,
yes.
And so you now have a beautiful bench out there that's got a cat, mm-hmm, on it because you told me she loved cats.
We adored cats.
Too true. We both did.
And she loved snowdrops. I had to insist on the snowdrop bit because I. That's just in the garden in January when she died.
Yes.
All the snowdrops were coming up, and it felt so...
So right.
It felt so right and so horrible at the same time that they were all coming up and she planted them.
At Horsey, I don't know if you remember, but up in the woods and down in the water garden, everything is covered in snowdrops in January. And it is so...
Covered in?
Snowdrops.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is so beautiful.
Yeah, she loves seeing
us.
So.
And then later on, bluebells.
Yes, and primroses.
Yes.
The woodland here is particularly beautiful.
Oh, it's a beautiful place.
And it was definitely her favourite place. She always said this is, Horsey is her favourite place on earth. That was why it was so appropriate to have the bench here.
Yes. And today we've also planted a philadelphus, which is a fragrant plant, right next to the steps as you go onto the the main lawns, so that as people go down those steps, they will have they won't know it's Peggy necessarily, but they'll know that there's something beautiful there.
Yeah. So that's such a nice thing.
Nice moment.
Well,
that's a nice
idea. Not everybody that comes here will necessarily know Peggy.
Well,
no, but they'll smell it.
They'll smell the lovely plants.
I've got pictures, especially of sitting against that wall with my two companions. Yes.
I'll find them and bring them together. I'll find the pictures for you. Yes.
So, would you like to tell us something about some of the music, the folk music that you like to play, or anything, any special music that you
Well, I play anything I'm asked to play. Sight reading is good.
Yes.
Anything you particularly like? You do have some favourites, definitely.
Yes, but it's because of the tunes. Mm. Some of the tunes, especially the Purcell stuff and so on. I like many of those extremely.
Yes. Do Purcell write folk tunes?
Yes, though they used for many of the old dances.
I didn't know that.
Yes, there's some lovely Purcell tunes for the the old Playford dances.
Didn't know that at all. And which was Mum's favourite? She definitely would have had one.
Definitely her favourite dance, I wouldn't like to say. Oh,
Aunt Leslie'll know probably.
All. Yes. But she didn't like the American conference much. You know, changed part of
and she did such a lot of calling herself.
Yes, like that. Mm. So would you like just to say a bit about Peggy and her the calling that she did?
Well, it's the sort of thing with your I've got two parents that are always incredibly busy and always doing something that, as a child, you take it for granted that they do everything extremely well, and they're always the leaders and the secretaries and this and that and the other. And it wasn't of any surprise to me at all that as soon as she started learning how to dance, she started to learn how to call, and then they got there. They started to run the Melksham folk group, and they brought that here quite a few times, as far as I know.
We did.
And then as she got older and she retired, she started up her own folk group in the WI, which then broke off and became a folk group, dance group, I should say, on its own.
The WI looked for more activities, and she was a very keen WI member. And she said, would you like to try folk dancing? Well, rather a lot did, and they're still doing it.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, they've got their own group still going, actually.
They've become very good. You don't tell them anything.
Do any of the groups that you came here with still come here?
Does Melksham still come? You wouldn't know. Melksham.
I don't know, and I don't think so, but maybe some of them do.
Well, perhaps they come on different sorts of courses.
Well done, yeah. I wouldn't know that. Mm.
Mm. So it is, for many of them, expensive.
Yes, I can understand that. Can you, just looking around in here, we're sitting in the long room at the moment, can you see changes from when you were here before?
Not really. That's where we've always been. We used to have somebody play the piano, and she used to come in what do they call those cars? You know, the expensive cars. Oh, I can't
Mercedes.
Remember. But anyway, she came, and she played for us, and sometimes I played with her. But mainly it was with Terry Willits, who, as I say, was very black country indeed.
But do you remember anything different about the hall?
Nothing at all.
Nor do I, actually, but I haven't been here very often.
I don't know that that's the original clock.
No, that clock came when this room was decorated in memory of, I think it was, Cole Charles's husband.
Oh, recently?
Yes, it's about...
No. That's Fiction. Always been around.
That big painting's always been here.
It's always been here. That's, I thought it reminded me of somewhere, but perhaps it doesn't.
It's one of the Francis Gair paintings that you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
We never knew them.
No, they were here pre-Folkies being here.
Yeah.
So would you like to tell us about your surprise party that you held and why what it was about?
Well, she was going to be 70, and I thought, let's try and get her friends together somehow or other in her favourite place.
Without her knowing.
And we had to and have a folk dance, whatever you call it, a dance.
Dance.
Mm-hmm. And so we had to enlist so many people. So we talked to the Melksham folk group. Would they like to come? Yes, most of them did. All old friends, all the normal things that you have, relatives. And told a terrible lie to her, which was, Dad was having to back up, that my daughter, who's a bassoonist, was in a competition nearby, and we were going to stay here for bed and breakfast. And we would meet them here. We would come early. Could they come at a certain time? And so she thought she was coming. We were having bed and breakfast here and off to the competition. So that was the mastermind, and the lies on the phone felt terrible. And then we managed, everybody came here, I can't remember what time exactly.
No, you put Björn down at the...
Yes, but first of all we got people into the hall, and then there was Björn, and there was Dan, Björn, my son, okay. Dan, Leslie's husband, and my brother, stationed in the grounds with walkie-talkies to
say... But unfortunately... Mom blew it. She saw him.
Well, she wouldn't have. She would have expected to see him anyway.
No, but he showed himself.
Yeah, but it didn't matter, though. She was expecting to see him.
Perhaps it was the walkie-talkie gave it
away. I don't think that's true. I don't think she gave it away at all. So we all gathered in here and waited, and then someone brought her in here.
Yes.
Opened the door. And there were all these people waiting, and the band, we were the band, me playing the violin and Dad presumably going to play, my brother and stuff. And there was a dance all ready for her when she was expecting to have...
So did she call for the dance, or did she join in with the dance?
She did a bit of calling, and my aunt called mostly, and I played for her. I just played something for her. And Emily and my aunt sang for her, and my brother gave a speech, and... That sort of thing.
She was really surprised.
She was shocked, and I think in some ways she was slightly disappointed she wasn't going to see Emily in the competition.
Oh, no.
But no, she didn't say that. And the next day, we went down onto the steam train.
Onto?
The steam train.
Yes.
Which I heard this afternoon. And down to watch it, and to some place and looked at tarantulas for Björn. And came back here, and we've got a photo of Emily coming down the main staircase in
that's a beautiful photo.
Dress. But some sort of princess.
Right up her street.
Yes.
She loved dressing
Emily's
up.
My daughter. Yes. So it was a very successful party, and everybody loved being here.
And this was for her 70th birthday.
Yes.
And the year.
I don't know
was
how many people.
1999.
Okay.
Yes.
Was it?
Yes. Yeah. And we stayed, obviously, all of us stayed. A lot of people stayed the night. So.
It sounds such fun.
Yes.
When we were sitting outside on the bench just now, you told me that you like to dance, but because you play, people always ask you to play.
True.
So would you rather dance than play?
Much. And funnily enough, so Terry Willits, who was an extremely good musician, a good deal organist in the Dudley Church, and choirmaster, but he agreed with me. He would prefer to dance. Because much of a musician's life is sitting up there listening to the caller telling them what to do.
And you'd rather be doing it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, I can quite understand that.
Mm.
Are we doing this now or later?
We're doing it now. It's quite live. You can say what you like. Have you got any more?
Well, I remember the occasion when sitting at the... dining room table. There were eight tables, I think. And suddenly, Terry Willits was at the other end. I was down here. And he stood up and said, "Hi! Oh, Karim! I don't go down to the doctor's, you know, in his car. No. He goes down to the quack in his banger." Just like that.
Spoke just like that.
Yeah. Oh yes, it was a very black country, and I remember being up there on the stage, and your mum and Margaret were sitting against the wall there, just then near the fireplace, and they were saying, when they heard me and Terry playing, oh no, it was in the library, and heard us playing from the bedroom. They were doing crochet up in the bedroom, and they heard us playing our racket down below them, and we, me and Terry, were just going through a great pile of folk dance books, lots and lots, and she came down, and Mark came down, and she looked, and she said, you two are better than the band, you know.
Could you just translate that for people?
Well, you can tell. You two, you're better than the band, you know.
You two, you're better than the band, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. It must have been lots of fun having music all over the house. I'd like that. Yeah. I think I'm going to come on a course.
You need to, yes.
Well, of course.
And
it's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you rose to the greatest heights of all of us in the musical world. She's a very good viola player.
Oh.
With, as I say, the Philharmonia.
Unfortunately, I've been injured, so I can't play anymore.
And the Philharmonia tours the world.
Mm.
And Peggy has been with them on
lots of tours.
Japan, Australia, all sorts. Mm.
And that brings me to my connection with you, in that you wrote a tune for Wendy Crouch for her Winter Solstice dance, which is danced all over the world now. And we sometimes get postcards or emails from Japan or Australia, and certainly from the States, saying, we just wanted you to know that we've just danced Winter Solstice. And
it's good dance.
It's a good tune as well.
It's a good tune, Dad, and you wrote it.
You wrote it.
And you should be very proud.
And amongst the papers I'm filing with this recording is a page out of a contemporary book by Hugh Stewart from The Round in Cambridge, which contains Wendy Crouch's Dance Winter Solstice with David Dean's tune.
Yeah, you showed
tune.
Me.
Yes, that's
so, lovely. So that is a connection. And that dance is danced here fairly frequently because Wendy's husband, Graham Knight, frequently calls it with that tune. And I frequently play it.
And so,
what do you play?
I'm on piano.
Do you?
Some bands have a difficulty with the tune.
Oh, yes.
Do they? Why?
I have a brilliant fiddler. But it's just lovely to know that connection.
Mm.
It's supposed to match the dance.
It does. It matches it beautifully.
Yes.
So we're trying to find a recording of it to put with this recording as well, which I think would be of interest to people who are going to listen to the recording, because it's making those links, which is what this Telling Tales
is about. I have heard somebody playing it, but I don't know who.
I'm sure I've played it, but yeah. I'm not sure. I might be able to play it.
Yeah.
I might be able to play it.
You might?
I might be able to.
Of course you can play it.
No, it's my hand, my hand.
Oh, she had an accident.
Okay,
yeah, anyway.
We have, I think Keeping Time, which is Julia and Shane Day, I think they've made a recording of it at some stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's also somebody in America that's recorded it. So I'm sure we've got a recording of it. So that's good. Okay, is there anything else you can think of that you'd like to tell us about on your days at Halsey? Any stories or anything else you can remember?
A good story, my best, was I came into the lounge at one of the breaks. I'm not absolutely certain it was here, but I'm fairly certain. Mid-morning or mid-afternoon. And I don't know, you know the way people get a tune in their head and you can't get rid of it.
Yes.
And there's a marvellous national anthem that I absolutely love. The best one I do know. And that had been hammering me for ages. Mm-hmm. And I walked into the lounge singing it quite loud. It's called Het Wilhelmus. The Wilhelmus is William of Orange.
Okay.
And I was... How does it go? La ra da la da ra da da ra 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 da 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 la ra da da ra di 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 da 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 changes tempo da 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 da. Anyway, I walked in, I started the tune, and the room stood up.
Why, was it a Dutch group?
To attention, they were.
No.
That's so cool.
Real coincidence.
Yeah. So that was a bit of fun.
Yeah. I love the spontaneity of the music here. You often hear somebody singing a bit of something they've danced to or trying it out on one of the pianos, and people just join in.
Yes. Yeah. But they sprang to attention.
Oh, how unusual to have that many people visiting there.
Well, they do have foreign groups here.
Oh, yes.
Of one sort or another.
Yeah.
I like to surprise them when they're jabbering away and then start to speak to them in Swedish.
I was going to say, I believe you were a fluent Swedish speaker.
Very amusing.
That yes. surprises them, I guess.
Mm. I didn't realise I'm a mathematician and physicist, really.
Okay.
But when I retired, I discovered quite suddenly that they are absolutely uninteresting and dry compared with learning a language. Because I'm a radio amateur as well, and I used to work the Swedes in Swedish. Now, even though you're a good, fast operator, the Morse code is very slow, you see. So I say, Carol, have you heard all this before? In Morse, at very high speed, that is very fast. But that's how I practiced it, using the Morse code.
Practiced your Swedish, you mean?
With the Swedes.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I mean, Carol speaks Swedish as her husband. Toby and Hultmark.
I wonder where your
rather
name came
Hult
from.
Mark. And the two children, likewise, my grandchildren.
Okay. Any more stories about your time at Horsey?
I bet there are many that I can't really altogether recall, but that's my best one.
I think if you think of any more after this, then Carol could perhaps write them down or record them and send them as extra material. Mm. Because I think that
yes.
people often go home and then they think of things they wanted to say.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So shall we stop now? Unless there's something you want to say.
No, I've got to
Would you like to sing us any? Do you have a song or something you'd like to sing us? Sometimes people
many,
do.
But they're rugby songs.
Oh, okay. Well.
Sing Winter Solstice.
Can I sing it? Of course I can.
I love the bit in the B music where it just sort of almost changes mood there, and it's so perfect with the dance.
Yes,
that's nice.
One has to do this to change from A to B music to make it contrast.
Yes, but that particular B music really fits the dance so well there.
I hoped it would.
And it does. We use it a lot.
That's so nice.
Where at Eastbourne?
No Graham calls round here. Graham
and
I
calls
here quite often at various functions, and we
yes.
just enjoy the dance.
I mean, I've known Graham a very long time as well.
Oh, perhaps you'd better not tell your stories on here.
No. Well, that was lovely, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to stop the recording now.